The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour One Podcast.
Welcome in. Good afternoon. It is the middle of the week. We're excited to say hello to you. Thanks for being here and a lot to do on our program. Let's get started with some headlines, and then some guests will start dropping by in college football and basketball. What's going on here? Selling hope has never been easier. had to double check that for a second because I wasn't sure you could get hope for a nickel on the dollar. But David Ubben will join us later on talking about how TCU bucked decades of bad trends. Basketball teams are doing it. Cinderella's galore in Houston this weekend. Speaking of hope, where have we heard this? Clemson's never been better. Let's go to the most objective source in America, Dabo Swinney. They've missed the playoffs the past 2 years. Georgia is the betting favorite, though, and that means Clemson is not. Georgia and Alabama are at the top. That comes as no surprise. Ohio State, Southern Cal, Michigan, LSU is up there. Clemson way, way down. Florida State right behind Clemson, or right with Clemson, Notre Dame, and Texas. And some think Heather Dinich will join us momentarily, has been to Auburn and wonders about the wide receivers. I wonder about more than that. Heather joining us in about 10 minutes. Mentioned Heather. We'll talk to Andrea Adelson about Clemson and some other things in Ubben on selling hope cheaply. Let's get to the calls at 855-242-7285. And Pat is up first. Hello, Pat. Good afternoon.
What's going on, Paul?
We're doing great. Thank you.
I guess you haven't heard from the knucklehead Jim yet, huh?
No.
Yeah, he really gets on my nerves. How he calls in one day and rips you up, and then comes in the next day and tells you how great you are. Well, you know, Jim had a little bit of surgery today.
Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he went to the doctor to get a little snip done, and he showed up wearing a tuxedo. And the doctor said, Jim, what are you doing here wearing a tuxedo for this? He said, Doc, if I'm going to be impotent, I'm going to look impotent.
That was pretty funny. Hugh is up next in Deep Gap. Hello, Hugh.
Yeah, good afternoon, Paul. Several weeks ago, you characterized my opinion pursuant to the obvious, usually money-grabbing conference basketball tournaments as an idealistic freshman notion. Paul, your effort to demean my cognitive ability is a long way from the worst complaint I've ever experienced, and in no way did it temper my thoughts on the subject. Here's what my crystal ball tells me.
Okay.
A symbiotic relationship clearly exists between gambling interest and TV broadcasting contracts, where are the best interest of the game of basketball and football, and specifically the players that provide the game in this process. Conference basketball tournaments a week before the big dance that really does not count require a minimum of 3 back-to-back games for a winner. This constitutes what I would consider a foolish TV money grab that even the NBA would never agree to. Perhaps a players' union, like the NBA offers, will be necessary to curb the insatiable appetite of binding broadcast contracts to allow gambling and TV corporate interests to total control of big-time college athletics is well beyond the bar of equitable or sensible scheduling. Paul, if you think about it, Johnson v. NCAA is going to result appropriately in salaries for full-time football players in major colleges that we're going to have a full-time program. And I would guess that would be similar to what they'd earn with a 30 or 40 hour week in a McDonald's, which will be between 20 and 30,000 a year apiece. Now, that's going to happen based on that ultimately leaving the appellate courts and winding up with the Supreme Court. They clearly are employees at this point in a multi-billion dollar business. Now, in order to avoid a student union, and I'm not talking about where kids go to meet girls or vice versa or eat lunch, I'm talking about a labor union, the smartest thing that could happen is for conference commissioners and university presidents to put a handle on runaway authority of television contracts. Paul, that's all I've got to say on the subject.
Thank you, Hugh. Well done. Felt like I was sitting in on a Supreme Court motion there. Logan is in North Carolina.
Hey, Paul, looks like Hugh's coming real deep from Deep Gap today.
Man, I don't know where you are relative to Deep Gap, but go by and check on Hugh and make sure he's okay.
I've never been to Deep Gap, sir. I don't know how to get in there or out of there. So maybe I'll send somebody to check on him. Hey, Paul, I just wanted to talk about Dabo Swinney. I saw the article you posted here. Has there ever been a more embarrassing person to come out of the University of Alabama football program than Dabo Swinney? I mean, he consistently puts his foot in his mouth. I mean, there was a time when I thought, you know, well, he could be a decent coach. But just his track record, with the talent that he has, I just don't get it that he is going to win another national title. I just don't see it. With Georgia coming up now, Alabama, if we get the right quarterback.
You're onto something there, and I will give him this. He's exceeded anybody's wildest dreams. But the problem for Clemson moving forward, Logan, is that, and their fans don't want to hear this, but I'll tell you anyway, because you already know it. They don't have the infrastructure in place or the fan support to be able to deal with and wade their way through what is happening right now in college athletics. They're a really good football school, and they've mastered the ACC, but their time is up.
Their time is definitely up, and I don't see it happening, especially with his coaches, assistant coaches leaving. I see them just going further down and down. And if they weren't in the ACC, in the schedule they play, they wouldn't be in the conversation every year anyway. So that's
they have had a great program, but you've seen the last 2 years or the last two or three years a slight slippage, and I think it's going to be barely noticeable until about 3 or 4 or 5 years from now. And Florida State gets back to where they are, and Miami recovers, and other schools do the same. Thank you very, very much for the call. Appreciate it. Charlie is up next. Good afternoon.
Well, hey, good afternoon, Paul. What a hot mess you have created. And I just want to understand, how did I get into the Fight Club bracket with Jim from Tuscaloosa? But anyway, you got us Alabama callers turning on each other, wanting to cut each other up and using a fish bait. But what in the world's going on, Paul Feinbaum?
I'll tell you what's going on. We're heading to a break right now. More of your phone calls and Heather Denich coming up right after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-hour energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, SAVE. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
And we are back. We just heard from Hugh Freeze. And speaking of Auburn and Alabama, one of the last people I expected to be spending the week in Alabama is our next guest. Heather Dinich joins us from Tuscaloosa. Heather, first of all, I'm envious. You're going to some old haunts. So tell us about your trip through the state. How are you?
Paul, I'm having so much fun. And, you know, I talk about the college football playoff and the suits of the sport all the time. But to be able to be on a practice field this week at Auburn, talking to Coach Hugh Freeze, and then making the drive over here to Alabama, had the pleasure of sitting down with Nick Saban this afternoon. We're talking football, Paul. We're talking about football. And it's so refreshing. And you know what? There's a lot of teams in the same boat. Nobody knows who the heck their quarterback is.
Well, let's go back to Auburn for a second, then we'll work our way up. I don't want to bury the lead of talking to Nick Saban, but we had Hugh Freeze on a minute ago. I understand you ruffled a few feathers on the plains this week. We'll share the tweet with the audience in a second about wondering what's going on down there with wide receivers.
Look, I was in practice. I'm standing on the sidelines. Quarterback threw a ball. There was a hit in the numbers. He dropped it. I'm like, I don't play college football, but I probably could have caught that pass, truly and honestly. And I'm looking at them, and they're, you know, some of the guys are a little bit small. They really are. And I think that, and Hugh Freeze said this candidly to me, that the 24 and 25 recruiting classes need to be top 10. He likes the players he has. I want to make that clear. And he does not want to throw anyone under the bus. But if they are going to close the gap with these programs around them, being Alabama and Georgia, they have got to really push it. And he's on the phone constantly with recruits. And so, yes, it's just a position. I'm saying you might want to have a little patience. But you know what, Paul? Auburn fans, they need to have patience with everything going on in that program right now. They've been there a skinny minute. He doesn't even have decorations up in his office yet.
Heather, you were just there. I'm watching this from a distance. But the feeling I get is Auburn fans are all in. They really feel good about where they are, knowing that it will take some time, but also knowing that an important and necessary change was made. What are your impressions, you know, coming in from another locale, so to speak, and then you know, getting the vibe on the plains?
Well, the reality is, and as Hugh Freeze told me, his blueprint has worked everywhere else he's been. Will it work here? He doesn't even know that. They have to have players buy in. And like I said, it's still early. It's only spring ball. They are looking for leaders to emerge. They are looking for everyone in that team meeting room to buy in. It hasn't happened yet. Those things certainly take time. But not only that, but Hugh Freeze said that one thing that he honestly wasn't really prepared for was the NIL aspect of taking that job. And, you know, as we talk about all of these other programs and closing the gap with Georgia, that's a big deal. And so there are a lot of things that he's got to navigate through. Obviously, first and foremost being recruiting, but the buy-in and everything, not even he knows if they're going to be able to take it back, because they have to have the players and the buy-in, and all of that takes time. And he said, look, the administration knows. They know that he needs time to get those recruiting classes. So the answer might not come for 4 or 5 years.
Heather Dinich with us in Tuscaloosa. How weird is this, me talking to you there? Heather, let's talk about today, practice and a visit with the GOAT. Tell us all about it.
Well, I sat down with Nick Saban this afternoon, and we started talking about his quarterbacks, and that is a question mark. He told me there's no timetable for it, but what he's doing is, what he hired Tommy Rees for, is developing the quarterbacks. And he said it's all about the mental preparedness that he's looking for from those guys. So he doesn't know. I mean, it's been since 2016 that Nick Saban has had a quarterback competition with so little returning experience from the previous season. But we also talked big picture, and he was very candid and acknowledged, no, last year was not what Alabama fans expect, what he expects. 10-2 might be great somewhere else, but here they play for national titles. And I asked him about Georgia, and he said, yes, Georgia, the last 2 years, has proven that they are the best the last 2 years. But when we're talking about a bigger picture, I think that what he talked about was that they're trying to get back to where Alabama fans expect them to be. And you know, I talked to players today about that as well, and the standard is just higher than 10-2, and everyone here knows it.
Heather, I realize you're just observing and talking and reporting and doing all the things that that you're supposed to do, but as you look ahead to this season, Alabama's on the betting list by Vegas, but what do you think based on what you know and what you know about the other schools who are competing around the country?
Well, I think it's arguably more wide open than it has been recently, because so many programs, including Georgia, Alabama, Ohio State, Penn State is going to have a new quarterback, have new quarterbacks. You go to USC, Caleb Williams, can they play defense? So, yes, everyone is going to be talking about the same popular teams in the preseason picks, and they should. But the reality right now is that nobody knows. I think there are teams out there like Penn State who could have an opportunity to take advantage of question marks at the quarterback position for Ohio State. I think Brian Kelly at LSU, Josh Heupel at Tennessee, these are teams that are building quickly towards not just contending for their respective divisions, but also winning them. So I think it's going to be extremely exciting and fun to watch, Paul.
Heather, you mentioned in a recent article about teams that could crash the party. They're the familiar teams, SC, Penn State, Tennessee. You bring up Florida State, Washington, and LSU. This is all really interesting because Alabama, where you are, is in the division with LSU. We know what happened last year. They played Tennessee. So let's move ahead and look ahead somewhat to this season. And what interests you, especially about Tennessee and LSU, which – have a lot of replacements to do, although LSU has a quarterback coming back. Tennessee does not.
Not only does LSU have a returning starting quarterback, all five of their offensive linemen return. I mean, that's huge, especially considering some of the questions everyone else has. And I think, to be fair, Brian Kelly exceeded expectations in his first season, and now they probably quadrupled. Okay, now you get to the SEC championship, now you win it, right? And I'm not necessarily sure that that's fair, but at the same time, I think that they are building towards that, and they do have enough talent on that roster to possibly take the next step. Heupel, what he's doing at Tennessee is pretty impressive, and his offense has been the key. He's not changing his offense by any stretch of the imagination. I asked him who the next Jalin Hyatt is on his roster. He said, well, nobody knew who that guy was at this time either. So, you know, they have all this talent waiting in the wings, and part of what's so much fun about these seasons is to see who is that next superstar that we don't know about right now.
Heather, before you go, maybe it's because I'm homesick for a place I spent the largest part of my life, but tell me about your non-football part of the trip to Bama this week, Auburn, and then making your way over to Tuscaloosa. I'm sure, knowing you, you found some nooks and crannies to experience.
I didn't, Paul. I drove here. I got here late last night, but I'll tell you the story. So I'm sitting at the hotel bar last night having my dinner in Tuscaloosa, and this just epitomizes SEC country. There's like three other chatty couples there. One was an Alabama wife married to an Auburn husband. One was even an Ohio State, Michigan couple and a Kentucky couple. And I'm sitting there at the bar eating my cheeseburger, and they're all talking and arguing and talking about football, and they're chatty, and they're like, where are you from? Where are you from? Finally, they look at me and they're like, what about you? Where are you from? I'm like, listen, you're killing me here. I'm from ESPN and I'm a college football reporter, and this is the best conversation I've had all day.
That is funny. Well, I'm thrilled you're there. I know it's always cool when I know you're all over the country and seeing different campuses right now. But we appreciate you sharing your experiences in Alabama, and I know there's more to come. Thanks so much. Heather Dinitz joining us from Tuscaloosa. We head to the break. Your phone call's right around the corner.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/paul. That's hims.com/paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Welcome back. Appreciate Heather dropping in. Let's get back to the calls. And John is up next in Louisville.
Hey, great opening. Senator Hugh of Deep Voice Gap, that was a great filibuster. I had to pull out my thesaurus, though, to interpret it all.
Well, he read it well, too.
I know. And love Heather on the road like that. I think that should be a weekly staple. She did some good reporting, and Auburn is trying to get buy-in. Isn't that like an annual event, getting their players to buy in?
Well, it's a different situation with Hugh down there because he's been there before, as the report said.
Yeah. Hey, I'm going to talk about Mike Tannenbaum's guest appearance yesterday, but just real quick, a young lady brought up the book Unbroken. I did read it. It's, I think you know, it's about Louis Zamborini.
Correct.
36 Olympics, USC track star, 33 days in a raft, and then a POW. And the movie was done as well, quite well, by Angelina Jolie. She did the direction on that. So, Mike Tannenbaum, I tend to disagree about Hendon Hooker. I think he's a great person, but I think he was in a quarterback-friendly scheme last year, and you know, widened it, opened up the offense. But in the NFL, it's more condensed, and I think he's more like a Zach Wilson. He's going to have a great college career, but I don't see him getting drafted before late second round.
Yeah, I don't even. Listen, it's easy for me to sit here in the peanut gallery and take shots at Tannenbaum, but Tannenbaum's the only person who feels that way. So that doesn't make him wrong. It makes it highly unlikely, though, that he's right.
And as far as Jalen Carter, I don't think they're waiting for anything on him. He pleaded no contest, and I think in part so there wouldn't be further additional charges or an elevation of charges. He's good to go. I think he'll go in the top 10 still. He's just that good. A player.
Well, he is, John, but he had a miserable pro day, and I think that gives it gives people cause to worry about you know, where exactly is his head going to be. Thanks for the call, John. Rick is up next in Houston. Hello, Rick. Go right ahead.
Hey, Paul. Happy hump day to you, sir.
Thank you.
Couple of quick show observations.
You ever feel like you're talking to somebody and they're no longer there?
Yes.
Well, that's exactly what happened there. Henry is in Baton Rouge. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Paul. I really love your show. I'm a first-time caller.
Thank you.
It was hard for me to get through, but I got through.
I'm really
glad. I just want to know, how do you feel about the LSU and Alabama? Where do you think that they'll be ranked in when the season starts?
I think Alabama will be somewhere, probably 4 or 5, and LSU won't be far behind. I think LSU will be in the top 10 as well.
Okay, Paul. Thank you. I appreciate your
thank
comment.
Thank you, and I'm really glad you got in, Henry. Call again sometime. Appreciate it. Let's check in with Dwayne down in New Orleans. Hello, Dwayne.
Paul Feinbaum, leave that Jack Daniel alone, all right? You do that. And let me tell you something, Paul Feinbaum. I've been telling you about LSU. I called you about a month ago, told you about how LSU got everybody coming back. They got the best quarterback in the SEC coming back. They got the 1-2 punch, just like Alabama had with Jalen Hurts and Tua. Now, you know that? Do you know that?
Well, I'm not sure if LSU has two quarterbacks that will be starting in the NFL, but I know maybe one.
I'm not sure about the second one. You don't know about the second one. You saw him when he came in both the championship game and the bowl game.
Yeah.
You watched that?
Yeah, I saw those games.
Huh?
I saw those games. That's why I said what I just got from saying.
Hey, then another thing I told you about LSU baseball team. We beat up on Arkansas, and we're going to beat up on Tennessee. Your team, where you come from, your alma mater. We're going to beat on them this week.
Don't beat up on us too hard, okay? It's been a rough couple of weeks.
We're going to bat y'all out of there. Come on, Dwayne, just go easy on us, man, okay? We're going to bat y'all out of there. We're going to have a 10-0 run game. 10-0.
Dwayne, I tell you what, you show no mercy, what? Do you?
Yeah, I told you already. I've been telling you we got the football team going to be fire. I've been told you that. I told you about a month ago when I called in and told you
I remember the call, Dwayne, because I talk to a couple of people every day, and I do remember your call, but what exactly are you saying? What is LSU going to do this
week? Just like y'all talking about Hugh Freeze, I'm telling you how you talking about Auburn need to catch up with Georgia and Alabama. The fact they need to catch up with Mississippi State. Mississippi State got them beat so far. What you say about that?
No, I'm just laughing at you. Not at you, Dwayne. With you, of course.
Then another thing, y'all talking about going this play, going visit Alabama and Auburn. You need to make your way down to Baton Rouge. You need to make your way down to Brown County. You need to see what's going on down there. You need to see what's happening down there in that BR with Mike the Tiger. When you come to Baton Rouge, Paul, we're going to stick Mike the Tiger on you. We're going to let Mike the Tiger out the cage on you.
I was there last year. I didn't see Mike.
Yeah, you're going to see him this time. Yeah.
Hey, Dwayne, you live in New Orleans, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I just want to make sure when I'm down there, I want to know how far away you are from me.
I'm down here in the Bayou country. I'm down here in the Bayou, baby. Down here with the crawfish, frog legs, turtle. What you want to eat?
I used to live in Louisiana. I'm pretty familiar with the culinary delights. So you like frog legs?
I'm telling you one thing, Bob.
What's that?
Hey, we taking over the SEC West. We taking over that sucker. We letting you know we taking over that.
Dwayne, hey, you listen to me for 1 second. Do you realize what you have to do to take over the SEC West? You've got to go
man,
through.
Bro, hey, that man
no,
got
no,
nothing
you,
in Alabama
you have
no
to go
that man
through.
Go. That man shot.
Let me
you
tell you some of the people.
Goat.
Let
the
me tell
goat.
You. Hold, Dwayne, the give me goat. One. I feel like I'm in a caller feud here on my own show. Dwayne. Before you win every year, you're going to have to deal with. I'm going to give you two names. Okay, you ready for them?
Who you want to say, man?
First of all, you got to deal with Jimbo Fisher.
Man, we're going to get him. We got something for him.
Do you know what happened last year? Jimbo Fisher mopped the floor with you guys.
We got something for him. He threw the crawfish etouffee for chum.
You were chum.
Yeah, we got something for him. Hey, we got something for him. Hey, we gonna have him. We got
Arkansas.
Stuff for him.
You nearly
yeah,
lost
we got
Arkansas
stuff for him. We
year.
Gonna break him up. They come to
Georgia,
they come to Baton Rouge this year.
Georgia,
are they cheating? Are they do cheating that down
you. But here's the best for last. You got him last year.
Who?
But you're not getting Nick Saban again.
Yeah, we getting Nick Saban again. We gonna get Nick Saban again. We gonna keep on getting him. Now we got something to pay. Hey, we now I pay dues. Hey, but hey, you know something? You know, like they say, old clothes stuff come back around. Old stuff come back around. We coming back around, baby. We gonna get him.
No. Dwayne, I got news for you. Saban's got you circled on the calendar.
Him.
You are not getting
we gonna
out
get
of
him.
Tuscaloosa.
Hey, I told
alive.
You already, Bob. I told you already, I'm gonna be in Orlando, Florida for the Florida State game. We're gonna be ranked number 8. We're gonna be ranked number 7 or number 8 coming in. Florida State gonna be ranked in the top 2, in the top 10 too. Florida State gonna be a showdown between us and Florida State, 2 top 10 team in Orlando. We're gonna bust their butt. We're gonna show you what we're working with the first game of the season. We're gonna bust them. We're gonna bust them up.
We'll take a short break after that calm, cool, and very sobering conversation. We're back with more of your phone calls right after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
And back to our calls, and let's head to Mississippi. Ricky is up next. Hello, Ricky.
Hey Paul. Dwayne, I just wondered, was he in the Jack Daniels? I mean, he talked about you in the Jack Daniels.
I'm not a connoisseur, but I have a feeling he was into some homemade hooch.
Yeah, you might be right. Yeah, they got some powerful stuff down there, boy.
I think they do.
but what I wanted to talk about, Paul, is kind of a serious matter to me. And I've always loved the show, and I have a lot of fun. Listening to Legend and all the other guys, and it's entertainment, and that's what Legend, that's what he proclaims, and that's what I believe. It's all in fun, but I've heard Jim, get offended, and I just think that he's. I don't know if he needs medication or whatever it is, but he had, to me, I just think he has to get control of his anger.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that, Ricky, because I feel the same way. I don't want to come down on the guy because I think he needs a break. I think Jim needs to go somewhere else for a while and figure out what he wants to do, because his hatred just doesn't work with what we're trying to accomplish here.
Right, and because he proclaims to be a Christian, and your conduct, that's what defines it's your lifestyle. I mean, you can read all the scriptures in the world, you can quote all the scriptures in the world, and all that tells me is you got a good memory. But you have to live by,
You're absolutely right, and I don't know how many times you have to remind people of what you are for them to start to doubt that you tell the truth.
My suggestion to him, I try not to be a hater on anybody, but I just suggest to him that As God tried to tell Cain, you know, you had to get the mastery over your anger. And I would suggest a couple of scriptures for him is Ecclesiastes 7:9 and 7:21 and 7:22. And if he, you know, read over that, because if he claims to be a Bible reader and you know, he claims to be a Christian, you know, that's where you need to turn to, you know. And so that's all I have to say on that, Paul. So I appreciate you.
Well, I think those are
some time.
Of the more important, the most important words we've heard, Ricky. I'm glad to hear you. I know you're concerned, and we share your concern. Homer is up next in Minden, Louisiana.
Hey, Alberto. How are you doing? It's Saturday.
We're better that you've called, Homer. Thank you.
Oh, what a sweet thing to say that. Because I don't see. Man, I've said my whole outlook on life has changed. Yesterday, I was listening to y'all, and I was like, I think I won't call in. You know, I don't call in a lot. Much anymore. And when I got off the phone, I was so happy. Your aura. My aura has gone kind. And I smiled. And I got so many thoughts, I stayed up all night.
Well, Homer, that makes all of us feel better. Thanks so much for sharing that with us. Let's check in with Peggy, who is up next.
Okay. I've never heard that caller before, and I'm just quite, I don't even know. Paul, I haven't really called you. This is Peggy up in Tennessee.
Yeah,
I
sure.
haven't called since Tennessee. Tennessee made such a, you know, showed up and showed out at the Sweet 16. How pitiful was that?
Wasn't good.
Couldn't hit the, honey, they couldn't hit a free shot or the broad side of a barn, could they?
No.
I mean, just simply couldn't hit nothing. And if I didn't hear one person lay anything at the feet of Rick Barnes. Rick Barnes can't shoot a shot for somebody. I mean, when you get an opportunity like that, it was like you was talking about earlier. I may have been imagining things, but I was, you know, having dreams of seeing a road. They could have actually made it, you know, very, very far. But
yeah,
I
they really, when you look at what happened in their regional, they should have made it to the Final Four, but of course they didn't. Dana is up next.
Hey, what's going on, Mr. Feinbaum?
Hello, Dana.
How's it going?
Very well. Thank you for asking me.
Yeah, I was in the state of Kentucky one time, and they treated my mom. I think they're beautiful people. Does that make any sense?
No.
Does it make any sense?
Yes, of course it does.
Yeah, that beautiful people.
Beautiful people.
Yes, absolutely.
The best people.
What do you think about them baseball vaults?
I think they're great. Big series coming up this weekend. AC is in Canada. Hello, AC.
Thank you so much for taking my call, Mr. Feinbaum. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling great, AC. Thanks for saving the show.
Oh, please. I don't know what. I had no clue what was going on with the last caller, but let me teach this caller how to make phone calls. Here's the thing, Mr. Feinbaum. I'm expecting more craziness, man. Last night, it was crazy, and I was loving it. You dropped that call on Jim. Oh, my God. It's like you dropped him in the ocean. But whatever. But let's forget Jim. Let me ask you a question. For men and women of Final Four and the championship game, what are you looking forward to the most? And least looking forward to the most? And as always, Mr. Feinbaum, thank you for taking my call because I appreciate that. It means a lot, man. We go through a lot of things, and I appreciate what you do. And by the way, page 54, I should take over. Right now, AC should be part of page 54. This is my page, homie. Holla.
What an afternoon. Justice, is up next in Louisiana. Hello, Justice.
Hello, Paul. How are you today?
We are doing great. Thank you for calling.
I appreciate you taking my call, buddy.
actually, the main reason I'm calling, I want to make sure that everybody knows that everybody from Louisiana is not like the last two callers. But
you sure?
Louisiana.
By the way, I'm aware of that. But we just happened to hit the we did. I don't think we had. I don't think those two were calling us from the Louisiana State Chamber of Commerce.
No, I think not. But I want to apologize to you and our listeners. I think they got a little bit carried away, but
you know what I do though. What I like about those guys, Justice, is, and I only spent a year in Louisiana, but what I did learn is the passion of the people. I've been back many times. It is always one of the great and most admirable qualities. The people love their sports. They love the state, and sometimes they get, you know, they have a few too many pops before they try to communicate that. I think that was the. I think that was the issue a minute ago. Thank you for clearing that up, though. We're only an hour in, Randy?
Yeah.
I may have to ask Homer for some of his hooch. We're back. Three more hours to go, and we can't wait to talk to you.